There's a new article that takes a deep dive into the linguistic origins of the various ways that we refer to soft drinks.
Like pop, soda pop,
soda, Coke, cola, all of them. In fact, there's a lot of things that you don't know about soda.
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10.
10 or more facts you didn't know about soda.
Well, hell, I can tell you soda pop was a hot commodity in my household as a child. Old Elaine was fond of RC Cola. Man, when they came out with the 3 liters, you would have thought we won the goddamn lottery. However, soda and soda bottles, more importantly, serve multiple purposes. Well, just this weekend, I was out walking my dog, Henry. We passed by a sleeping, unhoused person, as you would call him. And right there in front was an old 2-liter bottle of ginger ale. But I can tell you without a doubt, nobody ever made a ginger ale that looked like the original flavor of Listerine, sweet Jesus. That would be dehydrated urine yellow.
Thank you, VD. Goodness gracious. So some facts that you didn't know about soda pop. Did you guys know that flavored sodas were originally created by pharmacists?
Yes.
Yeah.
Today you can get a refreshing sweet fizzy drink almost anywhere, in a fast food joint, on the street, even on a plane, but that wasn't always the case. In the early days of soda, you could only get it at pharmacies. In the U.S., soda pop can be traced back to the Victorian era practice of selling patent medicines. In fact, early sodas were technically carbonated medicine tonics.
Okay.
Yeah.
It makes it go down a little bit easier.
Because I want to say, Coca-Cola, wasn't that a doctor? I think maybe even Dr. Pepper.
Dr. Pepper was a doctor.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Is that...
Yeah.
Right, and they had to, like, use the things, right? Like the soda jerk.
Yeah,
exactly.
That's the guy working in there.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Early carbonated drinks were actually made from construction materials. During the early days of fizzy drinks, the manufacturing process was far from refined. Carbonation was no easy task, but this was the industrial age, and the desire to overcome technological challenges was high. In order to create carbonic acid gas, English chemist and entrepreneur John Matthews used powdered calcium carbonate back home, but discovered marble was more readily available when he moved to the U.S. in 1832. His breakthrough came after he obtained all the scrap marble from St. Patrick's Cathedral in New York, then still under construction. The amount he bought was enough for 25 million gallons of effervescent water, of which gave his business a head start. As the soda gained popularity, he continued to refine the manufacturing process and grow his business. By the time of his passing, his success had led him to own more than 500 soda fountains and earn him a well-deserved Soda Fountain King title.
Huh. Wow. All right.
Yeah. Some facts that you didn't know about soda. There used to be a special flavor for those who didn't care. One of the fascinating aspects of soft drink development over the centuries is the variety of flavors designed to appeal to everyone. In fact, there used to be a specific flavor known as Don't Care, created for customers who couldn't decide on a flavor or wanted something stronger than a sugary soda. At first, these were low alcoholic drinks, a recipe published in the Standard Manual of Soda and Other Beverages in 1897, included a combination of fruit syrups, vanilla extract, and port wine. Another Don't Care syrup recipe involved whiskey, simple syrup, and nutmeg.
Huh.
Is that kind of like when you're a kid and you go to like the stand at the baseball game and you get the suicide?
Just make the trash can?
Yep.
Or would you call them trash cans?
Yeah,
the graveyard flavor in there?
Yeah, pretty much. I don't care. They're all fine.
And somehow that still didn't taste bad to us.
I wonder as an adult if I tried it, I'd be like, why did I mix all these? But as a kid,
I think you would.
It seemed awesome, right?
Because it was like you had them all.
Exactly.
Somehow just put them all together. You just won the Little League game.
It's the all-dressed soda.
Yeah, you got one soda at the end of the game.
It's like that fancy Coke machine. I know one of the Taco Times had it, where you can like make your own flavors.
Oh, yeah.
I love those, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like 100 different flavors in the doggone thing.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Well, I'll just get regular, though.
7-Up, again, facts that you didn't know about soda. 7-Up was designed to lift spirits and cure hangovers. In the 1920s, a new lemon-lime soft drink was created with a unique selling proposition. It promised to lift people's spirits and cure hangovers. This soft drink, which we now know as 7-Up, used to have a much more complicated name. Bib label lithiated lemon lime soda. The lithiated part of the original name referred to lithium citrate, a mood stabilizer used to treat bipolar disorder and depression.
Huh.
Okay.
I mean, I'm always happy when I drink 7-Up.
I'm generally not in a bad mood. One, it means it's available.
There is something with like if I'm really hungover, you go to McDonald's and get a bucket of Sprite. It makes you feel better.
Yeah, Sprite, that's my go-to.
I want to say that 7-Up was the first soda that I was like, this is mine. I like this one.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Mine's Mountain Dew.
Mountain Dew all day. All right.
And Dr. Pepper.
I'm a big Dr. Pepper guy now, man.
Both diets are the best ones out there. Oh, And Diet A&W root beer is really good, too.
It is.
Yeah. All right.
Surprisingly good.
Soda fountains were one of America's original third places. You guys have heard the third place.
No.
So you have home, you have work, you need a third place.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah. Going to an old-fashioned soda fountain was an experience that went beyond just grabbing a drink. It was a place where people could gather and socialize, a true third place between work and home. There's a sociologist who coined the term, compared them to French cafes, English pubs, and Italian piazzas.
Huh.
These establishments were known for their comfortable chairs and counters where people could sit and enjoy their drinks, often accompanied by a light meal or snack and a lively atmosphere. Just going down to the soda.
All right.
And back
makes
then,
sense.
Like you didn't go to the bar unless you were like a dude that wanted to drink.
Mm-hmm.
Like nobody, like women didn't go, and it was like.
Right.
He was kind of rough character.
Kind of a seedy spot.
Right, so I feel like you'd be like, oh, let's go get a soda.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
I feel like you can get a handful of different things, too. You could probably get, like, milkshakes, you could get malts and stuff like that
probably.
While you're in there as well. But, yeah, just a little soda spot.
Yeah.
Some facts that you didn't know about soda. Fanta was born out of wartime necessity.
Okay.
Every famous soda brand seemed to have dark secrets, and Fanta's surprising origin story is no exception. The drink, which got its name after the German word fantasy, was actually born out of wartime necessity in Germany. During World War II, Coca-Cola's German subsidiary faced a dilemma: how to continue producing its popular soda when wartime restrictions made it impossible to import the necessary ingredients. Max Keith, the head of Coca-Cola's German operations, ordered his team to create a new soda using only the available industry byproducts such as whey, fruit shavings, and apple fibers. The result was Fanta, a bubbly orange-flavored soda that was an immediate hit with the German population.
Yeah, that's good.
It's orange soda.
Yeah, orange, see? Fanta.
The first diet soda would actually be illegal today. Before there was Diet Coke and before there was Tab, there was no Cal. The first diet soda was introduced in 1952 by a philanthropist and beverage industry pioneer. It was designed and marketed toward people with diabetes and cardiovascular problems. The secret to its low-calorie content was a sweetener called Cyclamate, which was 30 times sweeter than sugar but had no calories. In 1969, the FDA banned Cyclamate after studies showed that it caused cancer in laboratory rats.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Damn rats.
That's some good stuff right there.
I mean, I do enjoy some diet sodas, but it is odd how good they can taste.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Soda packaging is a lesson in industrial design, they say. Ever since their inception, packaged drinks have been going through a never-ending transformation. Early drinks were often sold in barrels, bottles, or jugs, which had to be returned and reused. Then in the late 19th and early 20th century, glass bottles became popular for carbonated drinks, and companies began to use elaborate designs and shapes to differentiate their products on the shelves. For example, the inspiration behind the original Coca-Cola bottle shape was the curves of the cocoa bean with its distinctive grooves and ridges.
Which nobody thought about when they looked at it.
Nobody at all.
Not a single person.
Couple of honorable mentions. Southerners have a particular way of enjoying their Coke.
Oh, with peanuts.
Putting peanuts in it.
Yeah.
And then what do we have over here? Trendy Dirty Soda has actually been around for over a decade. Santa would not look the same if not for Coca-Cola.
Correct. They invented the Santa we know.
They did. And then I'll leave you guys with this last fun and final fact that you didn't know about soda, or actually you guys probably in this room do know about it, but it's worth mentioning again. Mountain Dew was originally created
as a chaser.
As a whiskey
chaser. That's exactly right. These days, Mountain Dew is the online gamer's caffeinated drink of choice, but its creators didn't intend to be that way. In fact, the reason Mountain Dew was invented has boozy undertones. Tennessee beverage bottlers Barney and Allie Hartman developed Mountain Dew in the 1940s as a mixer for whiskey, specifically because of their own favorite mixer was no longer available. The original flavor was lemon-lime, and the name that they chose was a reference to moonshine. The Hartman brothers marketed Mountain Dew based on the hillbilly image of the mid-20th century with the tagline, Yahoo, Mountain Dew, it'll tickle your innards.
It's also the name of a song by the Stanley Brothers.
Is it really?
Well, Mountain Dew?
Yeah.
I like it.
All right, makes sense.
Good deal, man.